From Tibbetts on August 27th, 2012, this is OS X 10.8.1 Targets Bugs, Improve Battery Life by Hagen Schmitz. Apple has released the first update to OS X 10.8 Mountain Lion with fixes for a variety of specific issues that have been reported by users since the Big Cat was released in July. However, the release notes for 10.8.1 fail to mention perhaps the biggest tweak in the update, a substantial improvement in battery life for Mac laptops. Shortly after Mountain Lion was released, MacBook Air and MacBook Pro owners reported on Apple's support forums that running 10.8 caused significant battery drainage issues, with some complaining that battery life was reduced to almost half the normal amount. Ars Technica then ran what they called real-world tests on a MacBook Pro with Retina display, which, according to Apple, should have an 8-hour battery life on a full charge, and their testing results never yielded much over 5 hours of runtime. Then, earlier this week, a Softpedia article quoted an unnamed developer running the 10.8.1 developer seed who said the update has fixed the battery drainage issues and should return battery life to normal. In the 10.8.1 release notes, Apple states that the update squashes a bug that prevented iMessages from being sent, improves Mail's connection to Microsoft Exchange servers, addresses an issue with playing audio through a Thunderbolt display, improves stability with Migration Assistant, and improves 802.1x authentication with Active Directory credentials. The update also fixes problem with connecting to SMB servers that have long names, Safari's inability to launch while using a proxy automatic configuration file, and pinyin input, used for typing Chinese characters, making the system become unresponsive. The Mountain Lion 10.8.1 update is relatively small, just over 7 megabytes via the Mac App Store or 24.2 megabytes via direct download from Apple's website. There is currently no corresponding update for OS X Server, which is now a separate purchase from the Mac App Store. This is Tidbits, sponsored in part this week by Barebones, Nuance, CrashPlan, Smile, Intego, Noteboom Productions, Global Delight, ScanSnap, and DOS Keyboard. To follow links, make comments, read related articles, subscribe to our podcast, and get updates via email, RSS, Twitter, Facebook, and our iOS app, visit us at Tidbits.com. I'm Adam Angst, and good luck with 10.8.1. Let us know if you discover anything else that it fixes.